Evan Brown, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about this, but yesterday, CIA whistleblower's testimony about COVID-19. Evan, I never expected that it'd be the CIA that would complain about the hearings more than anybody else.
Well, the complaint from the CIA was that this was political theater, that really no news was divulged here. And I kind of have to agree with them. This was really, we'll call it an opportunity for the supposed whistleblower from the CIA's ranks to speak publicly, have his name and face be shown, really for the first time. We now know this person to be James Erdman III, who was a CIA officer and military member before that. And he alleges that the former head of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the retired Dr. Anthony Fauci, influenced and coerced the CIA and other agencies within the intelligence community to not consider the idea of a lab leak as being the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic, that they should be focused on naturally occurring viruses. And that turned out to be not the case, as we now know, or at least that is now believed. And in the course of this, the CIA and the other agencies within the intelligence community ignored their own best practices and their own standard procedures and policies to come out and say that there's no certainty for anything or so on and so forth, when in fact they would change their tune later on. I'm not so sure that this is really new ground for a lot of people other than this gentleman's name, James Erdman III. The hearing, of course, was convened and chaired by none other than Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who has a longstanding axe grinding with both the retired Dr. Fauci and the CIA.
Well, I thought it was pretty illuminating that it pretty much everybody always thought that Dr. Anthony Fauci was, for some reason or another, protecting the Wuhan lab, and it's probably because he knows he funded it and they were doing stuff they weren't supposed to do. But I don't know. I thought that it was rather illuminating. I didn't think it was a waste of time. It did kind of put some fat on the idea that people used to say were just from conspiracy theorists. But I do believe Dr. Fauci did a lot of things that were not correct.
Well, there perhaps might be more investigations to that now as someone has come forward and put their name publicly out on this. Part of the complaint from the CIA was that Erdman is purporting to be a whistleblower when, in fact, he's not. There are policies and procedures to go through when whistleblowing. They are legally protected. And he, according to the CIA, never really availed himself of that. He just started talking to Senator Paul and others and making allegations outside the scope of the proper channels of whistleblowing. And I think that that's part of the CIA's problem with this. That being said, because even though someone wants to come forward and allege misconduct via the whistleblower statute and the protections that are afforded to them, the CIA is still engaged in secrets and still needs to protect sources and methods, else they kind of run everything else out the door there and lose some real capabilities. So it's a very delicate process. Certain things have to be dealt with behind closed doors due to classification matters. And I think the CIA took some real umbrage at the way this was handled. And there's been a lot of allegations that Senator Paul was simply doing this out of his own personal vendettas. It is a bit hard right now for the federal government to go after, let's say, Dr. Fauci, if that is in fact something that's going to happen, because Dr. Fauci was the recipient of a presidential pardon preemptively by President Biden on his office. That pardon is, the presidential pardons are pretty solid. You know, they're hard to really get around. Now, certainly a state, if a state wanted to try to prosecute him somehow for something, I guess they could try that. In the meantime, if I'm Joe Q. Public, I'm wanting to know, why was the CIA so susceptible and willing to go along with what this one, person who's not in the intelligence community was telling them what to do. Dr. Fauci was a career public servant. He was not a political appointee. He was a scientist. and up until COVID-19, very highly regarded by practically everyone. In all the other health scares that we had, whether it was Ebola in Texas, Zika in South Florida, remember that one, or some other things, Dr. Fauci was very front and center and very well regarded, and not very political for that matter. There was an obvious change in his demeanor during COVID, and that is perhaps curious. But how come the intelligence community, CIA, DIA, NSA, and whatever other alphabet letter agencies you want to throw in there, how come they just went along with this and didn't follow their well-established and time-honored traditions of evaluating intelligence and coming up with a real analysis of saying we have high probability that this happened, low probability that that happened, we estimate this and the other thing? You know, that's a proper intelligence assessment, not what happened under the CIA over these past 5 years.
Good points, Evan Brown, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. Still the question why the Democrats didn't step forward. One of them, and they could have lambasted the Republicans. They had their opportunity, and they didn't do it, which I find fascinating. We continue in focus at 129 on WJR.